Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 3rd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:30. I'm Brent Allen. Still a few downpours this morning, currently sitting at 47 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Highway 1 just north of Highway 116 near Jenner is back open this morning following a tanker truck overturning last night around 5 p.m. The double tanker truck was hauling 8,500 gallons of gas and diesel when it drifted off the road due to poor visibility. The driver was not injured and no fuel spilled. The road was closed until early this morning so crews could offload the fuel and then remove the truck and trailers. The first snow survey of the season took place yesterday, and the results are not what we had hoped for. The survey location at Phillips Station, just west of Lake Tahoe, recorded a snow depth of 7.5 inches and a snow water content of 3 inches, or 30% of average to date. Last year, there was 5 feet of snow, 177% of average. The good news is, statewide, the average reservoir water storage is at 116% of normal. Carol Hart, the former regional parks director for Sonoma County, has been elected chair of the California Coastal Commission. The 66-year-old Santa Rosa resident has been on the commission since 2019. The Coastal Commission plans and regulates the use of land and water in the coastal zone, which extends 3 miles offshore and 1,000 yards inland along the entire California coastline. A man from Montana remains in Sonoma County Jail this morning after he broke into multiple houses in Petaluma on Tuesday and tried to kiss at least one woman inside of a home. 37-year-old Hans Rudolf Schweitzer was arrested after attempting to break into homes on multiple streets before entering a home on Eden Court, where he pinned a woman against a wall and tried to kiss her. She thankfully escaped and called 911. After several other attempts, he entered a home on Cherry Street, where he was confronted by and detained by the occupant and some neighbors. That is where he was finally arrested by police. Harvard University President Claudine Gay has resigned amid a plagiarism accusation and criticism over testimony at a congressional hearing where she was unable to say that calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy. Gay announced her departure in a letter to the Harvard community yesterday. Israel's on high alert for an escalation with Hezbollah after one of the top leaders of the Palestinian Hamas group was killed in a strike in Beirut. The strike was widely blamed on Israel and heightened the risk of a broader Middle East conflict. Our KZST News Time is now 5:33.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone. Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa contains the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay and the most beautiful natural stone slabs you'll find anywhere in the USA. Bedrosian's invites you to come in, wander around, to dream, to imagine, to think about what you really want, to visualize your home in new ways. With literally thousands of surface choices, you may appreciate a consultation with one of Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists. They can help you with trends and design tips. What a difference an elegant new kitchen or bath can make. As one of the largest independent tile and stone importers in the United States, Bedrosian's offers great value and selection. For designer looks at affordable prices, shop Bedrosian's Tile and Stone, 700 Stony Point Road, or online at Bedrosian's.com. Bedrosian's.com.
The Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport offers a convenient, hassle-free travel experience. With quick and easy check-in, on-site parking, and direct flights to 11 destinations, your vacation starts sooner. Skip the Bay Area traffic. Fly STS. Book your next trip at flysts.com.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire all from one place. And Indeed's interview tools let you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the website. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, Steph Curry scored 36 points to lead the Warriors over the Orlando Magic, 121-115. They're at home against the Denver Nuggets on Thursday. And in high school basketball on the boys' side, no changes at the top. Montgomery is still number one, Cardinal Newman number two. On the girls' side, Cardinal Newman is number one with Maria Carrillo in second. And your forecast today, a chance for scattered showers or thunder showers early, then some clearing for the afternoon. It will be cool today, low to mid-50s, Santa Rosa at 56. Tonight, mainly clear and cold with mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with upper 50s to low 60s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Today is J.R.R. Tolkien Day, celebrated on his birthday, January 3rd. The prolific fantasy writer was born in 1892. And while he worked as a linguist translating manuscripts early in his career, it all changed in 1937 when his first book, The Hobbit, was published. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show. KZST is not the only four-letter word she knows.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe or break your can. I'll do everything I can to help you through. If you're feeling down, I just wanna make you happier, babe. Wish I was around, I just wanna make you happier, babe.
Settle me through skin, kept on the inside, and no sunlight. Some Welcome to your Wednesday here at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:42 as the storm continues to hit Sonoma County, but it will be out of here later today, and that sun will shine. Looking at about an inch or more of rain here by the close of this system. Right now it's 47 drizzly degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning.
All day, staring at the ceiling, making friends with shadows on my wall. All night, hearing voices telling me that I should get some sleep, because tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know why, but I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. To be me, and talking to myself in public, and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all inside of me, I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be. I've been talking in my sleep, pretty soon they'll come to get me.
County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. It is Wednesday, or as I like to call it, Wines Day, even over dry January. It is 5:50, 47 sprinkly degrees, and it is darn early. And Debbie needs more coffee.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Redwood Credit Union brings you another KZST Hometown Hero. Born and raised in Sonoma County, the word hero for Karen Alves was defined by duty and sacrifice. Karen's uncle, killed on Okinawa in June 1945, was the ultimate example. Inspired by her uncle's sacrifice, Karen has worked tirelessly for many years to improve life in her hometown of Windsor. She was the founder and creator of the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove, now grown to over 200 trees, and a People for Parks holiday tradition. She coordinated the construction of the Town Green Military Memorial Wall, a 20-year labor of love just completed in November 2023. Karen knows we can do great things when we work together with community members, leaders, businesses, and nonprofits. We now add Karen Alves to the ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to KZST.com. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union for all that you love, let us know who your hero is.
KZST.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more.
You say that we'll just screw it up in these trying times. We're not trying. So cut the headlights, summer's a knife. I'm always waiting for you just to cut to the bone. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. And if I bleed, you'll be the last to know.
KZST. Well, good Wednesday morning. Rainy conditions continue around Sonoma County, but it will be short-lived. So did you catch the Warriors game last night? They beat Orlando 121-115. And did you see Steph Curry perform his magic all over the Magic?
Every time I think of you, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left. And there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I hear your name in certain circles, and it always it's almost driving me wild. And there's a heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight. I ain't missing you at all. Since you've been gone, I ain't missing you. Looks like I'm losing this fight. In your world, I have no meaning, though I'm trying hard to understand. And it's my heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 3rd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:59. I'm Brent Allen. Showers this morning with some afternoon clearing. We are currently sitting at 47 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. At least two of the defendants in the 2021 case involving pig's blood being smeared on the former home of a police officer are asking for mental health therapy instead of jail time. Colin Metcalf and Amber Lucas have applied for diversion to avoid incarceration. The two were joined by defendants Christina Henry and Kristen Amoyth in damaging the Agraria statue, which sits in front of the Santa Rosa Plaza with pig's blood as well. The judge in the case will review the request today. Santa Rosa drivers, beware. The city has lowered speed limits on 15 streets around downtown Santa Rosa. Most are now in the 20-mile-an-hour range. Streets around Old Courthouse Square, spreading north to 7th Street and south to 1st Street, along with most of Railroad Square, were trimmed by